Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. And now, play ball. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Adair moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Brian drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Blair out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Johnson scores. Powell moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive towards third. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pappas. Causey moves to third. Green moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Causey scores. Green scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Brown and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. John Orsino pinch hits for Milt Pappas. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Palmer now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive towards second. Adair catches it and tags Hershberger out, for the double play. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Brown and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Westock now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Bulfari moves to second. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Hershberger reaches third base with a triple. Westock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. Causey reaches third base with a triple. Tartabull scores. It's 9-2, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Green is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 1 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Santiago Rosario now playing first base. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Athletics. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.